Satanism's origins in the Far East. From years of research and guidance from our beloved Father Satan, we have discovered the true origins of Satanism. We have come to the conclusion, knowing Judaism, Christianity, and Islam to be unparalleled and vicious hoaxes upon humanity, that the claims these programs make in regards to the origins of humanity being in the Middle East are lies and cover-ups to further delude and confuse people as to the truth. Spiritual knowledge and teachings came to Egypt and Mesopotamia from the Far East. The Far East is also where Judaism and Christianity stole their doctrines from, after corrupting them and replacing them with impostor filth, with the goal to remove all spiritual knowledge from the populace. Their trail of lies is replete with the murdered, the tortured, the damned, and the spiritual degeneracy of humanity. More and more lies are necessary for these programs to cover up their stinking foundation of corpses, destruction of historical artifacts, and horrendous corruption. When doing any personal research or study on your own regarding the Far East disciplines, it is very important to remember that, unfortunately, these have been heavily polluted with Christian filth and lies, just like just about everything else. The true goal of Satanism, the root word named Sat, of all names and variations of Satan, means truth in Sanskrit, which is one of the world's oldest languages, is to advance our souls and to empower ourselves. Meaningless crap, such as references to certain morality and personal conduct, should be weeded out as dross. These, in truth, have nothing whatsoever to do with obtaining the powers of the mind and soul. Knowledge and application of that knowledge is the only key. And here's a quote. Right up to the 13th century, Yantra-Tantra practices thrived on a widespread basis in the whole of eastern India. In the 13th century, Muslim invaders destroyed the famed universities and centers of learning of Yantra, Tantra, and ruined thousands of volumes of literature in the form of books, manuscripts, and icons. People practicing the art of Yantra, Tantra were massacred, and those who were able to save their lives escaped to South India, Assam, and countries like Nepal, Tibet, Burma, Ceylon, and Java. In more recent times, the Chinese invaders who plundered Tibet further and destroyed the monasteries and literature of Yantra Tantra. The reference, this end of quote, and the reference is the power of mantra and yantra by P. Kurana. That was a quote from the book. As we can easily see from the above excerpt, Christianity and Islam are nothing more than formidable tools to destroy all true spirituality and replace it with the false imposter lies and corruptions. Much has been destroyed. Satan leads us to the truth through our own study and through opening our minds and souls. Now, this is important. Most of the teachings and doctrines of ancient religions have been corrupted. Ignore them. The exercises, such as those in Hatha and Kundalini Yoga, breathing exercises, martial arts exercises, etc. These are another matter, and they are very powerful in raising the so-called witch power, viril, chi. This is the essence of Satanism.